Food banks are forced to get creative with prices rising for the stuff of the heart of Thanksgiving. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the value of Walt Disney Company stock is getting a boost this morning in pre-market trading. After a surprise move yesterday, Disney's board ousted chief executive Bob Chapek and brought back in Bob Iger, who Chapek had replaced just 2 years ago. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with the latest.
Yeah, this move from Disney's board was a surprise, David, because Bob Chapek's contract was just renewed over the summer. This change was apparently not something insiders expected. There are reports that other Disney executives were caught off guard. But the board had been facing some pressure to act. Disney is in somewhat of a slump. Its stock is down more than 40% this year, and at least one activist investor has been circling and wanting changes. The board is tasking Iger with turning the company around.
All right. Any clues how he will do that?
That's a tough call. Iger has 2 years, and in that time, he's got to develop a successor and essentially get the company's mojo back, David, because under Chapek, there have been some stumbles. Disney's latest quarterly results disappointed, with its streaming division burning through cash. It has yet to be profitable. And Chapek made some other missteps, too. A very public one was surrounding Florida and its so-called Don't Say Gay bill. At first, Chapek didn't want to talk about it, and then that upset a lot of the company's employees. Then he did talk about it and clashed with Florida's governor. Now Bob Iger is tasked with getting the company back on track, basically, and get it growing again. When he was in charge last time, Iger grew Disney by buying other companies, Marvel, Lucasfilm, and others. And he launched Disney Plus, which now we'll have to figure out how to make profitable, David.
All right. Marketplace Nova Safo, thank you. Disney stock is up 9% in pre-market trading now. And if Disney makes you think cartoons, why wouldn't it? Here's this image. The Hanna-Barbera coyote paused off the cliff, hanging in thin air for a moment before falling. That's the apparent status of what was to have been a big publishing merger, the ill-fated Penguin Random House bid to buy rival Simon & Schuster, hanging in the air this morning. But you know where it's probably going. The answer is down after Simon & Schuster's parent company, that's Paramount Global, reportedly decided not to let the deal go forward. This after a judge stopped the merger on antitrust grounds. All of this according to the New York Times today. Pandemic concern hit the stock exchange in Hong Kong today, where the key index fell nearly 2%. This after Hong Kong's chief executive, John Lee, tested positive for COVID. He just returned from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Bangkok, where he met with Chinese President Xi Jinping, among others. Lee's diagnosis comes as mainland China reported its first COVID death since May. The BBC's Martin Yip has more from Hong Kong.
Mr. Lee was eager to make the point that Hong Kong has returned to the international stage after COVID travel disruption and the 2019 anti-government protests. He was photographed next to his boss, President Xi, without a mask, and also met the Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong of Singapore on the sidelines of the APEC summit. The government insists that Mr. Lee tested negative for COVID every day in Bangkok, but that changed when he returned home. The deaths in Beijing are the first to be officially acknowledged since May, though no lockdown is in place.
Martin Yip reporting for our editorial partner, the BBC. Markets, Dow futures are down 0.3%, 83 points about 2.5 hours here before the official opening of the U.S. stock markets. S&P futures are down 0.5%. NASDAQ futures are down 0.7%. Crude oil is below $80 a barrel on the bet that a slowing world economy needs less fossil fuel to run. The U.S. 10-year interest rate steady now, 3.83%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Food banks distributing Thanksgiving provisions are dealing with double-digit price increases for some key items. Potatoes up 15%, pie up 19%, turkey costs 17% more. The food banks are thinking creatively and making trade-offs. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
It's a few days before Thanksgiving, and James Bobbitt's ushering people into the nonprofit Beans and Bread.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Thank you.
It's mostly men, but a few women, and the occasional kid who are coming in for a free meal. The center also has a food bank. Victoria Zaji, the volunteer coordinator, walks me through the bustling kitchen.
We have breakfast, lunch. Our breakfast time is 8:30 to 9:30.
To a quieter space.
So here's our food pantry.
Brown paper bags are lined up on the floor with Thanksgiving ingredients inside. In the past, Beans and Bread has given away up to 300 bags. This year, they only have the donations so far to make about 115.
We have pumpkin or apple pies that will go in them, some canned goods such as potatoes, greens.
There's also usually a turkey, but this year, that's not a given.
It's cheaper with chicken, so some of our donors are resorting to buying chicken.
If they run out of whole birds, they'll ask donors to buy sliced turkey to make sandwiches as a last resort. Because food prices have gone up so much, donors' dollars just don't go as far.
The amount of food that is donated right now into the charitable food system does not meet the demand for food assistance.
Katie Fitzgerald leads Feeding America, a network of food banks around the country.
Food banks really had a lot of support through the pandemic with government assistance. A lot of those funds are drying up.
That means more food banks are dipping into their reserve funds to buy food, which Fitzgerald says isn't sustainable. Back at Beans and Bread, James Bobbitt, who was once homeless himself, says people will be grateful for whatever's in their Thanksgiving bags.
Some people like turkey sandwiches instead of sliced turkey or off the bird. Me, I love turkey, period. So I'm going to eat whatever they bring. It's a blessing.
Hello?
Because right now, both food pantries and the people they serve are trying to make do with less. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.